So glad you could be here with us on this Mother's Day. This is one of the few Sundays every year that we like to do child blessings. And we do this following Jesus' example. If you look in the Bible, there were times when people would bring their children to Jesus, and the times the disciples would say, "Ah, get them out of here, you don't have time for that." And Jesus would say, "No, no, no, let the little children come to me." And he would lay his hands on them and bless them. they're having fun already. So what we do is just following Jesus' example is we do the same thing. Is we take a few Sundays every year and we invite families with new children to come up and we just lay our hands on them and bless them. And we do this because we believe that children are not a burden, but children are a gift and a blessing given to us from the Lord. Amen? Amen. All right. So we're going to start over here. We're going to invite the Bridgens over here. First one is Isla, and she is a year old. I think she said a year old, right? What do you think, Isla? You okay if I hold you? Oh, man. I love the dress. How you doing? Oh, okay. That's all right. That's all right. Let me stand over here. I'll stand right between you guys. So what I like to do is, during the week, is I always just pick a scripture for each of these children, and that scripture then becomes the content of the prayer of blessing that I like to pray over them. And so for Isla, I chose the scripture Luke 2:52, and I've always loved this scripture. It says, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." And so I think about those four things: wisdom, that's mentally; stature, that's physically; favor with God, that's spiritually; and with man, that's socially. And so Isla, I pray that the Lord would grow you in each of those ways, that he would grow you mentally and physically and spiritually and socially, and that you would grow to be a woman of God. We pray blessing over you in Jesus' name. There you go. Amen. Yeah. All right. Next up, we have little Lumi. And Lumi is, I think you guys said a month old, right? Okay, if I hold her here, I'll try to make sure she stays asleep. There we go. I love that big bow, and we got the two big brothers here. That's awesome. So little Lumi, like I said, a month old. And the scripture that I picked for her this week comes out of Isaiah 60 in verse 1, which says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." And so Lumi, I pray that you would be one who rises up and shines for the Lord, that wherever you go, that your light would shine for him and that you would stand for him and everyone would know whom you follow. And so I pray blessing over you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is beautiful. All right, next up, we got a brother and sister here. So this is little Elise right here. She gave me a hug this morning. All right, fist bump again, do that. There we go, good, I love that. And oh, I love the bear. And I love your dress, pink dress with the flowers. So for Elise, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, when he arrived, and it's talking about Barnabas, when he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encourage them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. And as I was thinking about that scripture, Elise, I was thinking about you. And so I just want to pray for you. I think about that portion of the scripture that says, remain true to the Lord with all their heart. And Lord, I pray for Elise that she would be one who remains true to you no matter what she walks through in this life, and that her heart would remain steadfast and faithful to you. We pray blessing over her now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, and here's Taylor. How you doing? Okay, all right. That's a good start. There we go. Now, Taylor, I was saying it to them, he looks like he has a little bit of red in his hair, maybe. And us redheads, we got to stick together. So Taylor, in Exodus 31 and verse 3, it says, "I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills." And so, Taylor, I pray for you that you would be one who comes to know Jesus at an early age, and that as he fills you with his Spirit, I pray that whatever you accomplish in this life for him, the skills and the wisdom that he gives you, that it would always be a reminder to you of where it comes from, that no matter what you accomplish, you would always be reminded that everything I have comes from the Lord, and you would use those skills to give glory to God. It's in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, and next up, we got Drew. Here's little Drew, and Drew's just a little guy, 1 month old. I love it. There you go. You're waking up a little bit. I'll try to keep him. So for Drew, in Philippians 4:19, it says, "And my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." And Drew, I pray for you that your life would just be a continuous story of you trusting and depending on the Lord in each and every situation you face, and that you would come to say someday, and you would say confidently, that I have everything I need in God, and he has provided for me time in and time out. And so I pray blessing over you now, Drew, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, and this down here is, that's okay, buddy, that's okay. This down here is Leo. And for Leo, the scripture was, it says in Deuteronomy 31:6, "Be strong and courageous." Even when you're in front of a crowd of thousands of people, do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you, and he will neither fail you nor abandon you. And so, Leo, I pray blessing over you, and I pray that no matter what you face in this life, that you would always know that God goes ahead of you, and that he will never fail you, and he will never abandon you, because he loves you. And I pray in knowing that, that courage would rise up in your life. We pray blessing over you now. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yep, just go ahead. All right, and this one right here, little Caleb. Caleb's 4 months old. Man, does he have a little bit of red hair too? Okay, I love it. All right. More, Lord, more of those red-haired children. All right. I love that name, Caleb, and it just reminded me of Caleb in the Bible. It says, "Then Caleb silenced people before Moses and said, 'We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it.'" And so, Caleb, I pray for you that that same spirit that Caleb in the Bible had, that God confidence type of spirit, that whatever God says, we can do it. I pray that type of confidence would live in you. And it's a confidence that doesn't come from yourself, but a confidence that's born of knowing the God you served and that he is powerful and mighty. And so I pray for that can do, we can do it type of spirit in you. And I pray blessing over you now. It's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Got it. All right, come over here, guys. And this right here is little Luke. I love Luke with this little, what do you think, man? All right. You all right? There we go. There you go. Love the shirt, the bow tie. For Luke, I picked James 1:17, which says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows." And so, Luke, I pray that you would always know that, number one, that you are a gift that God has given to your parents. But I pray that you would know that every good thing that comes to your life ultimately comes from the Lord. And I pray blessing over you now. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Naomi, is you say, was she 5 months, something like that? A couple months? Okay. You all right if I see if this works? You want to come over here, Naomi? She'll be okay. Man, what a cutie. I love the dress. Beautiful. So Naomi, for her, the scripture was Psalm 52:8. It says, "But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever."
And Naomi, I just thought of that line, I trust in God's unfailing love. I pray, Lord, for Naomi, that the hallmark of her life would be her deep trust in you as her Lord and as her Savior. And I pray, Lord, that she would always know that not only is she deeply loved by her parents, but that she is deeply loved by you. And so we pray blessing over her now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Got her. There you go. Yeah, there we go. All right, we got two more right here. Next up is Brooks, this little guy right here. He's fresh out 2 months. There he is. Look at this little guy. How's it going, buddy? You see everybody out there? So for Brooks, the psalm that, the scripture that I picked for him comes out of Psalms as well. And I've always loved this verse in Psalm 1:3. It says, that person is like a tree, talking about the person who follows the Lord, is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. And so I just thought about that tree being planted. And Brooks, I pray that you would be one who is rooted and planted in your relationship with the Lord, and that you would be immovable, that nothing would shake you. And I pray that whatever you do, the Lord's hand would be on it and you would prosper. And at the end of the day, you would give him all the glory. And we pray blessing over you now, Brooks, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, and this is Finn. What do you think, Finn? Can I? You want? There we go. There we go. There you go, man. You big brother. I bet you're a good big brother. You see all those people out there? There's a lot of people out there, huh? All right, Finn. For you, the scripture I thought of was Matthew 4:19, and it says, "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I'll send you to fish for people." And so, Finn, I've been praying for you, and I pray for you now, that even at this young age, that you would begin to hear Jesus speaking to you, saying, come and follow me. And I pray that your heart would always have a willingness and an openness to follow Jesus, and that you would always know that you are one that he has sent on his behalf to expand his kingdom and reach a lost and dying world for him. I pray blessing over you now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good job, buddy. All right. This right here is Colson. What do you think, buddy? 5 months? I'll keep you over here by mom just in case. There we go. I like the outfit. So Colson, 5 months. The scripture was 1 Corinthians 15:57. Says, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Colson, I pray for you right now that the attitude of your heart would always be one of gratitude towards God, and that your heart would always be, in whatever situation you face, that you would always turn to God and say, Lord, thank you that you're with me and that victory belongs to you. And so, Lord, I pray blessing over you now, Colson. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There you go, buddy. All right, and this little guy right here, this is Logan. He's a happy little guy. What do you think, man? Yeah, making your noises there. There we go. Philippians 4:6. Many of you will know this verse. It says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. And Logan, I pray that you would be a prayer warrior, that you would be someone who, anytime you feel worry, you just see it as a chance to go in prayer to God and take it before him. And Lord, I pray this one would be one who doesn't worry about anything, but prays about everything, that would be the defining characteristic of his life. I pray people would be drawn to you to have you lay your hands on them and pray for them. And so I pray blessing over you now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. There you go, buddy. Yeah. All right, come on right here. And this right here is Zamira. She's 5 months as well. Look at that nice dress and the bow. What do you think? Looking out there? Zamira, there's a verse in Zephaniah that says, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves you. He will take great delight in you, and he will rejoice over you with singing. And so, Zamira, I pray for you now that you would always know, there we go, you would always know that God is with you, that he is a mighty warrior on your behalf, and that he takes great delight in you, that just as your parents take delight in you, you would know that the Lord rejoices over you. And I pray blessing on you now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.